Welcome to the Patent Experts Podcast, where we explore the complex world of patents, innovation, and everything in between. I'm Peter Griffin, and today we have a fascinating topic, Patent Application Drawings Utility and Design Patent. Mike Angelo, a seasoned patent attorney and drawing specialist with the Patent Experts, will be joining us. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you for hosting me, Peter. It is a delight to be here.
Let's dive right in. Patent drawings are an important part of a patent application. Could you explain why they are so significant, particularly in terms of utility and design patents?
Absolutely. Patent drawings serve several uses. First and foremost, they contribute to a thorough understanding of the innovation stated in the patent application. Drawings, whether for a utility patent for a new machine or method, or a design patent for a distinctive decorative design, aid in elucidating the invention's characteristics, functioning, and overall appearance.
This makes sense. So, what are the fundamental differences between the drawings required for utility patents and design patents?
The fundamental distinction is in their goal. Drawings are utilized in utility patents to demonstrate the invention's structure, operation, and functionality. They must appropriately represent the various components and how they interact with one another. In contrast, design patent drawings are only concerned with the ornamental design or appearance of the invention. They should highlight the distinctive visual aspects without displaying any functional elements.
I see. So, when drafting patent drawings, what are some best practices that inventors and applicants should consider?
One of the most crucial aspects is clarity. Patent drawings should be clear, precise, and simple to interpret. They must follow precise requirements established by the Patent Office, such as size, margin, and resolution. Additionally, consistency is essential. If there are various viewpoints or implementations of the invention, make sure the drawings are consistent throughout all figures. Finally, attention to detail is critical. Even the smallest mistake or error in the drawings might cause delays or rejections in the patent procedure.
Excellent suggestion. Now, let's look at some of the most common errors or blunders that applicants make with patent drawings.
One typical mistake is to include extraneous details or parts in design patent drawings that could be interpreted as functional characteristics. Remember that design patents only cover the ornamental appearance, so exclude any functional aspects from the drawings. Another pitfall is utilizing low-quality drawings or photos that are imprecise or ambiguous. This can make it difficult for the examiner to understand the invention, thereby resulting in rejection or objections.
It's critical to get the details perfect. Now, let's shift gears. Can you walk us through the steps of creating and submitting patent drawings?
Certainly. The first stage is to make accurate and detailed drawings of the invention. Depending on the complexity of the invention, this could entail engaging a professional patent illustrator or using specialist software. Once the drawings are complete, they must be structured in accordance with the Patent Office's criteria and submitted as part of the patent application. Before submitting the drawings to the Patent Office, make sure they meet all of the standards.
What function do patent attorneys and specialists play in this process?
Patent attorneys or professionals help inventors navigate the whole patent application procedure, including drawing preparation. They have the knowledge and skills to ensure that the drawings accurately reflect the innovation and meet all Patent Office standards. They can also offer helpful advice and support in responding to any objections or rejections raised by the patent examiner regarding the drawings.
That is quite helpful. As we conclude our topic, do you have any closing recommendations or words of wisdom for our listeners about patent application drawings?
My suggestion is to never underestimate the importance of patent drawings. They are not merely graphics, but important parts of the patent application process. Invest the time and resources to generate high-quality drawings that truly show your idea, and don't be afraid to seek professional help if necessary. Finally, clear and well-executed drawings can considerably improve your chances of receiving a patent for your idea.
Mike, those are wise words. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us today. It has been a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you for hosting me, Peter. It has been a pleasure.
That concludes today's episode of the Patent Experts Podcast. We hope you found our talk about patent application drawings useful and instructive. Stay back for future episodes as we delve deeper into the intriguing world of patents and creativity. Until next time, this is Peter signing off.